in the UN, the Russian representative brought up the tea theme. He brought up with all the pictures, all the evidence. I mean, you got serial numbers on those drones, American made, Western made portions for propellers, Starlinks that are on there. Yeah, Musk, you little bastard. You make money while by killing children. Enjoy the hell that's waiting for you. Mr. I worry about this and I worry about. No, you don't. You worry about getting enough money. That's all you worry about. You have no morals, no standards, so stop pretending. That's what you are. Please face it. Face the animal that you are. Look in the mirror and all those children's lives are in your hands. I mean, Trump has no problem with 168 little girls on his hands. He has absolutely no morals. A man's a degenerate, an absolute subhuman degenerate. Of course, he's not going to have any problems. You try to play yourself off as some moral entity. You're not. Don't give me that you don't know. Those drones that killed, that burned up the New Year's party, brought in by Starlink also. You have more than enough blood on your hands, Musk. And the rest of the scum. So it was brought up in the UN. It wasn't brought up for the Western leadership because they're satanic animals. And they acted accordingly. What did they come up with? Well, we don't believe any of this. None of this evidence is enough for us. Luckily, it's enough to show what kind of animals, what kind of genocidal beasts you are to the rest of the world. That's who it was aimed at. Not you, not the West. Murderers have remained murderers, will be murderers until the day you burn in hell. What did Mertz say about the Israeli genocides? They're doing the dirty job of civilization. Just to show you that Nazism never died. It went into hiding and it's popped up from the grandkids and the kids and the grandkids. Carney, that Canadian little piece of shit. Oh, watch the video with Carney there.
Повернення нашого героя додому – це знак шани і знак подяки за їхню героїчну діяльність.
Андрія Мельника і його дружини.
Чия тиха, послідовна і принципова праця змінила хід української історії на десятиліття.
Canada will always stand in solidarity with Ukraine.
Слово має прем'єр-міністр Канади Марк Карні.
Слава Україні.
Yeah, they're sending Ukrainian Nazis. Ukrainian Nazis that came over to were saved and brought over to Canada and then died there. They're sending them back to Ukraine so they can be buried with full honors by the Ukrainian Nazi state. You know, the U.S. has unblocked the archives that they took out of Germany at the end of the war that had who was in the Nazi parties, the membership list, the positions. They've made those archives available on the internet now. You know why? So the Germans can look up their grandparents who were Nazis, and they can take pride in that. See, it's not that bad. Nazism is great, you know. See, your grandparents were Nazis. It's all good. You can be a Nazi too. And the Western Germans they're on the march. They are hell-bent on World War III. And this has got to be the war to destroy Germany forever. Never again in human history has that goddamned country ever to be unified. Maybe depopulated Western Germany, but never unified ever again. The biggest mistake of the last 200 years in geopolitics was a unified Germany. Less than 100 years of unification, you did have that break in between, and going for a third world war. Germany cannot exist. It is an existential crisis for all of humanity, worse even than the Anglos. Let's just be real. I mean, let's talk real here. East Germany should go to Russia. It's Slavic lands anyways, originally, Sorbians. So, and West Germany should be, if anything is left alive, and it should be broken up permanently into multiple states. The more the merrier. And go back to the original carving up that Germany was, to about 30 different countries, little statelets. Humanity was much better off back then. And then you got Polish, the Polish animal there, Radoslaw Sikorski, Mr. Applebaum, foreign minister of Poland, whose son is in the U.S. military, whose wife is a leading Trotskyite. And watch the video.
We were briefed by Minister Sibiha. Things are looking up. We hope that Vladimir Putin recalculates now that Ukraine has been granted additional resources by the European Union and that weapons are flowing for which Europe pays from the United States.
Yeah. That's his response to dead children. I know he doesn't even deserve a rope. He deserves a bonfire. That's the people we're dealing with. I mean, look what the animals that rule the West are. So you've got this you've got this armada that was coming in to save Gaza, bring supplies to Gaza. The Israeli beasts started intercepting that armada 1,000 kilometers out. What do we call those? Pirates. Yes, pirates. That took 180 hostages. These weren't in their territorial waters. Nobody was in their territorial waters. They didn't get within 200 kilometers of the territorial waters. So they kidnapped 180 people, hostages. The Israeli terror state beat them, sexually assaulted them. The only thing they didn't do was use the Nazi, good Nazi tactic of raping them with dogs, which they do on Palestinians. But they at least didn't do that, you know. Just sexually assaulted them the old-fashioned way. Broken ribs, beaten, shocked. Watch the videos.
From the moment we arrived in the prison ship, they were abusing us. They shot a woman for just walking across the prison yard. There was very little water. We were left to absolutely exposed to the elements. So in the day, it was boiling hot with no protection from the sun or very little shade. And then at night, they had no mattresses. They flooded the floors and they just basically left us to freeze. During the transit between the prison ship and the immigration yard, my shoulders were almost dislocated. I was kneed in the face again. I was kneed in the stomach. And then I had my hands zip tied behind my back for so long and for so tight that I almost started vomiting. When I was taken from the immigration to the next process, I was actually carried there with my shoulders behind my back and they lifted me, which almost put them out of place. From there, I had my head slammed into the table multiple times. I was kicked in the ankle so I would trip, I would fall. I had 4 zip ties placed on my back, behind my back again, just as a dominance thing. They used pliers to get my earrings out, but they couldn't, so they just started gripping my ear and pulling it as hard as they could with the pliers, just because it was annoying and they couldn't get my piercings out. They were rather degrading during my strip search and making comments that were just like disparaging about me. And there was just so many instances of abuses all throughout, and I consider myself lucky for what I went through, but I was still brutalized by the IOF and the state of Israel. When we were in the prison cells, we were deprived of clean water, mattresses, any kind of warm clothes. At that point, I had had my handcuffs on for 19 hours to the point that my skin had started to swell around the handcuffs. And they just started playing mind games with us. They would change cells every hour or so.
I was illegally kidnapped by Israel, like 425 other people. We all were in detention and they put handcuffs on my hands and on my feet. They dragged me, and when I couldn't walk anymore, they dragged me on the ground. They hit me. They hurt all of us a lot. They put the handcuffs so tight that my hands at some point lost feeling. And they laughed all the time. These people were super sadistic. They abused us, they mistreated and hit us. And they took pictures of us, they took off my shirt, and then they just kept on mistreating us all night long. My message to the world is shame on you, shame on all of you, shame on everyone who is silent about this, shame on every government that keeps on trading like Israel, including my own government. They keep on trading with Israel. Israel is the genocide. My government is complicit. The whole of Europe is complicit. The whole world is complicit. So my message to all governments is shame on you, and to all people is please stand up. Stand up and make noise for Palestine, for all genocides around the world, because if we don't do it, no one else will do it. Like, if we don't go in the flotilla, the governments won't solve it. No one will solve it. Only the people can solve.
Kaapalas.
And what's even more pathetic of all that is these people, they get back in, they get dropped off in Cyprus without their identifications, without their passports, without any money. The Cypriot government treats them like shit. Their own governments treat them like shit. The New Zealanders, you know, the New Zealand government tells them, it's your problem, you're on your own. You know, when your government doesn't give a damn what happens to your citizens, that government doesn't deserve to exist. And the people that run that government, we know civilizationally what they deserve. They've broken their social contract. They're there for the people. The people aren't there for them. The Nazism of the West. The West is a police, murderous terror entity with almost no exceptions. None. And those of you living there that are still under some kind of delusion, your democracy and your human rights. Yeah, as long as you toe the line that your owners tell you. And when they want to rape and murder your children, that's good too. Because the moment it isn't, you know, the Empire, the Mordor on the Potomac, they fired, in news coming out, you know, they fired over 200 THAAD interceptors, which are about half the THAAD interceptors. They fired over 1,000 Patriot missiles in defense of Israel, more than Israel, by the way, fired on its own. Ain't that something? So Trump is on the edge of, and maybe by the time this video comes out, he already started the next round. Sent off suckers that have joined the military, the U.S. military, to defend American rights that, for some reason now, have gotten hoard themselves out in Iran, because American rights hoard themselves out everywhere. First, they hoard themselves in Afghanistan, they hoard themselves in Syria, they hoard themselves in Iraq, they hoard themselves in Yugoslavia. America has these rights that go around, get drunk, and hoard themselves out. They have to be rescued all over the world. Meanwhile, they have no place at home. Massey, after a massive campaign by the Israeli lobby and the Republican traitors, he's out. So who's left? Rand Paul, kinda. Otherwise, you know, the Republican Party can go ahead and register itself as a foreign entity in the United States. 1948 law. Go ahead and register yourself as a foreign entity. You're lock, stock, and barrel owned by the Israelis. At one point, you were more owned by the Saudis, but now you're absolutely owned by the Israelis. And the Democrats aren't far behind. You're quite literally an occupied government and an occupied state, but the people are such sheep, they'll believe anything they're told. Except for that small percentage that have woken up. And the Democrats that are suddenly against war, it's only because they're not the ones waging these wars. They come to power, they'll be all for war again. And their sheep will go, oh, bah, war, yes, war, we want more war. It's our war now. Yep. That's the typical American voter base. No difference. And they can't wake up, and maybe it's a lowered education. I don't know, maybe, as they keep saying, it's fluoride in the water. Or definitely lead in the water. Can't figure out their use and abuse. Or maybe they just like it. At least the war hasn't come to them yet. It hasn't been their son going off getting shot, so who cares? It's all good. I mean, let's face reality of it. The owners of Israel, I mean, look, Israel, the owners of America, the Israelis. This is a video of Israelis, you know, they're sitting there watching Lebanese villages be wiped out and celebrating. This is the people they're dealing with. U.S., by the way, tested new munitions in Iran. They tested a PrSM missile. So to understand what a PrSM missile is, it is like a flying Claymore mine, except that it covers 360 degrees, a sphere, 180,000 ball bearings, tungsten steel ball bearings, 180,000. And what did the U.S. Test it on? They tested it on a stadium. They murdered a volleyball team, a girls' volleyball team, and they murdered a boys' soccer team practicing in that stadium. 21 civilians. And when they say murder, let me put it this way. You will definitely be... those parents were having closed casket coffin ceremonies, funerals. Because it literally, that turns the human body into hamburger. It's the U.S. government's testing its new weapons on children. Any surprise that the Americans' number one proxy is murdering children? You ever notice the West loves to kill children? That gets them a Woody. They get off on that. They're devil master dad. Hey, get off on that. They can go worship Satan and then tell them how many children they got to kill. See who's got the bigger dick? How many kids did you kill or have killed by your orders this week? Yeah. Greenlanders. Having a demonstration. U.S. opened up a consulate, or maybe it was an embassy. I'm not quite sure how it, since they're autonomous, but they're part of Denmark. And they're having a demonstration, telling the U.S. to bugger the hell off. No means no. Something the U.S. doesn't quite get.
I have arranged it precisely because the new consulate opens today and there will be coverage from the US. So the purpose is to make the American people understand that Greenland is a democratic country, and in a democratic country, no means no.
And the US response is cheap thing with the US, the governor of Louisiana. He's trolling for kitties. You come to my place, little boys and girls, and I'll give you all the chocolate chip cookies you can eat. Yeah, and then we can play some games together in the basement. Yeah, boys and girls, why don't you all come down to Louisiana, where I'm at, where my state's a piece of shit because, you know, I'd have to be taking care of my state instead of running up here in Greenland looking for new kitties.
If you come to Louisiana and you come to the governor's mansion, all the chocolate chip cookies you can eat.
But, you know, Greenland hasn't got off the Trump radar. Neither is Cuba. He'll start this shooting war with Iran. That's my bet. That's my over. I ain't got an under. He'll start a shooting war. The U.S. will go to shit with it. They'll go after the energy infrastructure in Iran, trying to collapse it. Iran will respond. And those Gulf statelets, artificial entities, a lot of them are going to be gone. The shock is going to be even worse. your oil reserves that Trump is selling off to the Europeans, the European, UK, Brit, UK, France, and Germany, look at the chart, their oil reserves, strategic oil reserves, run out in mid-June. So in about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, no more. They're buying up America's oil reserves. That's right. Your oil reserves ain't yours, baby boy. It's everybody else's who can pay more than you can. So why don't you just go ahead and take another loan out so you can fill up your tank again and get to work so your minimum wage job, they can't even cover your gasoline expenses. There you go, you damn little bird. Now, go pay your taxes and go die when we tell you go die over yonder, over somewhere over there. That's the lot of the American. And most Americans are happy with that lot. If they were, they'd be demonstrating. At least demonstrating. But they're not, so they're happy with it. They're the frogs that's already boiled. They haven't quite figured it out yet. Wait till the food prices skyrocket. A lot of American farmers, the number of farmers going out of business is skyrocketing right now on a daily basis. It was up to 50 families a day. Farming families. 50 farms gone every single day. 350 farms gone every week. And it's doubling. So you'll be eating your Monsanto GMO products, whether you like it or not, or you can just go starve because there ain't going to be anything else. You'll get your Soylent Green one way or the other. That's the world. That's the West. That's the rotten satanic entity that's called the West. And most of the Westerners support it. They love it. At the end of the day, they love it. Because either they outright and forward support it, or they're so damn lazy to do anything about it that they just accept what it is. So let's talk about drones. So the Nazis, in this case the Ukrainian Nazis, not the Latvian, Estonian, Finnish Nazis, they're supposedly sending their drones through those territories to hit Russia. Maybe they are. Russian electronic warfare is turning those drones and sending them right back into Estonia, Latvia, and Finland. Oh, the Finns got a little taste of what's coming their way when the big war starts. They all got Helsinki, a city of 2 million, which is basically 30% of the Finnish population. We're told to stay indoors because there's drones flying. But you know what their ambassador said? An Estonian ambassador. Estonia actually it was Danish fighter, if I remember correctly, got up and blew one of the drones out of the sky, Ukrainian drones. But it's Russia's fault. It's all Russia's fault because those Russian bastards are sending the drones back into our territory. They're supposed to go flying through our territory to kill Russians. They're not supposed to come back and beat us. We're the Ubermensch, you rotten little Slavic crap over there. You're supposed to die when we tell you to die. You're not supposed to send it back. You can't be smarter than us. We may be dumb as a rock. You're supposed to be dumber than us. We're the Ubermensch. We're the garden. How dare you send our drones back on us to blow us up?
Of course, help the Ukrainians as much as we can to help them direct there.
And then you get the Latvians. Who I think are now deserving to be whacked even more. I don't know what we're waiting for. Estonia should have been splattered all over the walls and Narva taken back in the Russian lands a long time ago. Because they are now actively at war with Russia. So is Finland actively at war. By allowing your airspace to be used by one of the fighting sides, you can't even say your proxy. You are now at war. It's a declaration of war. NATO is at friggin' war. It wasn't from day one. I don't know why we haven't started whacking NATO. The Polish base, that should be wiped out. I'm not talking about hit. It should be wiped out. I don't care how many Poles are there or how many other NATO soldiers are there. There's your one warning. Wiped off the face of the earth. Latvia now? Latvia is going to allow 5 military bases to be used by Ukraine to launch drones. So Latvia is not just using airspace, they're using their bases as attack positions onto Russia. But that's not a declaration of war. And no, the Russian army doesn't need to go in there. just start wiping out their home cities. Make them unlivable. So when winter comes, you either freeze to death or you burn your furniture and get the hell out. Let those refugees start flooding into Germany and the rest of them, since they want war. Let them get a little taste of what's coming to the Germans and the Poles. You want war with us? It's got to be total war. Europe has to be wiped out. Finally, end this. 1,014 years of European invasions. I don't want my kids and my grandkids to have to fight this again. I'll go happily fight it. But we need to end it. End it once and for all. Any European nation that doesn't overthrow their government, that doesn't give them the Nuremberg answer, deserves what he gets. And any of you Slav nations that are traitors to your own nationalities by playing up for the Germans or the Anglos or the Latins, you don't deserve to be on the land you are. That's the end of this. That's the only language that these people understand. Then let them fear us. Let them shite themselves to one of them. We hear the word Russian. It's more than past time we live up to the exact expectations they have of us. Fine. I'm good with that. Let them all know fear. That's what they want? Let them all know fear. Turn that goddamn European subcontinent into the shithole it is fully. And then put a wall up and forget they ever exist. I'm a little pissed off, if you haven't noticed. Okay, I'm a lot pissed off. And what do these morons in the EU, these intellectual pebbles, and not rounded pebbles either, what are these pebbles intellectually, their three top candidates to negotiate with Russia, to level demands, because negotiating they don't understand. The only thing a European understands in negotiation, these the European elites and the people that back them, is when you put a boot on their throat and you put the rifle barrel in their eyeball and you start talking to them. That they understand. They know either how to kiss your feet or make demands of you. There's nothing in between. You'd have to have a culture and an education for anything to be in between. So what do they demand? What do they demand? Or who are they going to... Of course, we know what they demand. Who are they going to send? The three top candidates. Kaya Kallas. A walking broken brick. Stoops. That he looks like he is an escapee from an insane asylum. And he's got about the psychological profile of one. And Merkel. Now, you know, if Merkel hadn't wanted to be relevant, and it hadn't run to the media in 22, ahead of Hollandaise, by the way, and admitted to the whole world that Minsk 1 and Minsk 2 were a lie just to buy time to get a war with Russia going, get Ukraine up, get a war with Russia. They never wanted peace. It's amazing how these sheep in the West, these mindless, brainless, grass-eating population, they miss all that. That doesn't fit into their little profile that they're taught to know and love. Or actually, I guess maybe they're proud of that. That they lie, steal and cheat.
2015 zum Beispiel, als wir dieses Minsk-Abkommen gemacht haben, damals hätte Putin die Ukraine einfach überrollen können. Da hätte keiner wirklichen Widerstand entgegenbringen können, dass die Ukraine jetzt doch furchtbare Jahre nach dieser putinschen Aggression, aber durchgestanden hat und dass wir mit Recht hoffen können, dass sie ein souveräner Staat sein wird, der seine eigenen Entscheidungen treffen kann. Das ist etwas, was mich erfreut und von dem ich natürlich hoffe, dass das passiert, auch wenn ich darauf keinen Einfluss mehr nehmen kann. Aber es ist schon so, dass ich natürlich sehe, dass die Zahl der Probleme nicht kleiner geworden ist, sondern größer geworden ist. Und trotzdem im Rückblick glaube, dass es richtig war, so lange zu versuchen wie möglich, dass eben diese Ukraine nicht überrollt wird, dass sie erstmal stärker werden konnte, auch bis 2021.
If Merkel hadn't said all that, you know, the truth, she may have been actually up for being a candidate to negotiate. But now that you look at her, who do you trust in the West? Well, the people you can still trust in the West, Fitzer, Babich, yeah, that's about it. That's the only two leaders, now that the Orban's been removed, that's the only two leaders in the West right now that can be trusted. In the entire West. This cacophony of rats, mice, and snakes. There's only two people you can actually trust. Well, especially Fitzo. I mean, the man took four bullets in the chest and stayed the course. You can't trust anybody else. You can't. That's the reality of it. So, in Kharkiv province, where the Russian army is advancing, of course, the Ukrainians have started to the last Russian, even if they don't remember, they don't want to remember they're Russian. They're now forced recruiting women. This will come to the rest of Ukraine soon enough. But now forced recruiting women to the front lines as meat. To the last Ukrainian, baby. And by the way, here's a picture from, I think this was from Sumy Oblast, or somewhere on there. Yeah, that's part of the press gang, and that's an Indian. So the Ukrainians, I mean, talk about going extinct. You either die under Russian tanks, flee your country, and then we'll return you to die anyways. Or for the women that don't get dead on the front lines, they get bred into a different race of people. So the EU's already declared that they're going to dump their African and Arab unwanted migrants into Ukraine. Ukraine's flooded in with about a million Indian workers. And now these Indian workers are in the press gangs. God, I love that. Tell me the replacement theory is just a theory. So all you European morons are still sitting on your arses with your little Ukrainian flaggies. You're the carbon that's going to be removed, particularly the males. And you're only going to realize that when you get smacked upside the head and thrown into a van. And off you go to the battlefield. Because meat doesn't need training. Meat needs one raw and one charge. And maybe get a little something accomplished. We don't mind. There's plenty more meat. Your governments are learning. They're not just assisting Ukraine. They're learning from Ukraine. And they're coming for your little boys. And then for you. Don't believe me? Enjoy your last months of reality. Well, non-reality, actually. Of your fake reality. That's the reality. That's the reality that the majority of the West doesn't want to face. Yeah, there you go. Your elites despise you. And you're stupid enough to follow them? Now, I'm quite sure most of the people who are viewing this aren't stupid. They're the woke, the really woke people. The ones that not woke like, you know, want to paint my hair purple and put 50 earrings into my nose. And believe I'm Countess Dracula. With little fake teeth or whatever else. Or a furry. No, they're woke as in they woke up. They took the red pill. They woke up and they looked around and went, what a shithole we live in. When the child rapists, murderers, and cannibals are your elites, your leaders. So that's all I got right now for today. That's all I got right now. If any of you have humanity, and I'm pretty sure most of my audience has humanity, share this, share the videos. I'm sure most people you're going to share with aren't going to wake up. One or two might, just might. God wills it. And put a candle. You know, go to church. Always go to church. Not those psychopathic, heretic, Christian Zionist nutjob churches. You're built to be a slave of the Israeli Zionists. That's how you get to heaven.
No.
You get to heaven if you're a Christian through Christ. The third temple. You don't need to rebuild a physical temple. Christ is the third temple. And if your church tells you you need to build a third temple, you ain't Christian. You're a heretical bunch of nut jobs. And no, you're not going to teleport up to heaven. Ain't going to happen. Rapture is heresy. You're going to have to die just like the rest of us before you go see Jesus. Now, quite a few people probably really don't want to go see Jesus. That's the reality of it. Am I unhinged? Maybe. Am I angry? Very. Deal with it. Deal with it. Love y'all. As they say, go put a candle up for the victims. Go put a candle up for all the victims of the Nazi West. The brown plague. Brown, the color of Nazism. And put a candle while you're at it to your possible family and friends who'll be victims of the same thing. Because guess what? Everything that the empire of evil, of Mordor, practices on other people, it all comes home sooner than later. And nobody's going to be the exception. Nobody is going to be the exception. That's the reality. God bless.